Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Most of Ma Rainey's Black Bottom takes place on a single afternoon in 1927 in a seedy Chicago studio. That's where the great blues singer of the title has come to make a record. This powerful Netflix film is a screen version of the 1982 August Wilson play. It's also the final performance of Chadwick Boseman. He died while the film was in post-production, and it's all you might have hoped for under the circumstances. More than, in fact, he's just phenomenal. Boseman is Levy, the cornetist in a quartet that accompanies Ma Rainey. In real life, she was known as the mother of the blues. Here she's played by Viola Davis. Both Levy and Ma are on short fuses, though his is shorter. He's a hothead with big dreams, but rages possess him for next to no reason, while her specialty is cold fury. Why these two are so angry is the subject of the piece, and it's why a film based on a 38-year-old play is urgently of the moment. Boseman makes his horn player passionate, brash, a compulsive charmer, but we don't really understand who he is until he tells a story of horror that befell him at the age of 8. Everyone in the band has stories to tell, not as shocking as Levy's, but full of hurt and pain all the same, which is why Ma Rainey's Black Bottom speaks so eloquently to our time when the nation continues to grapple with racial unrest. Viola Davis is almost unrecognizable in the role, what with extra weight, exuberant makeup, gold teeth, and eyelashes the size of theater marquees. It's a startling performance, and her best moment comes not in song, but with a soliloquy that begins with Ma saying, "White folk don't understand about the blues." Davis's variations on that theme are about as good as acting gets. Ma is a tyrant, but a poignant one. She's a black woman from Georgia with elegant finery and a shiny car, and she takes pleasure in making demands for respect, for money owed her, for a 5-cent bottle of Coca-Cola that the studio owner has failed to bring her. But her anger comes from her sense of helplessness, because she's ahead of her time in understanding the exploitation of black artists. The film is as astute about economics as it is about human nature. Ma Rainey may be a queen on stage, but she's working class when it comes to owning things of significant value, like music rights. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom is a marvelous film and a fitting tribute to Chadwick Boseman. His loss is still stunning, but oh, what a legacy to leave behind. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.